Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Steel Magnolias, two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern. We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Hi, Laura Beth.
Hello, Lainey.
Well, in listening to our intro, I just love our intro. I love that music, that good Southern pickin.
Yes, it's so fitting for our show and the format.
I know. And we have a lot of people that mention how much they like that music. And yep. So I wanted to mention, we've said on here before, Rob Ikes is who's playing on that beautiful piece. And he and Trey Hensley, and it's Rob Ikes spelled I-C-K-E-S, and Trey Hensley, are a duo that tour the world.
They do.
And they are so good. But they have done a couple of live streams on Facebook where it's a full show where can watch from home. And there is like a virtual tip jar if you want to tip because, you know, they're not able to make their money in doing their live shows right now.
Yeah.
And it's so fun to listen to their pickin'. They're both so good.
So uplifting.
And so I just wanted to mention that those exist. You should follow Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley on social media. But this was via Facebook where they were doing these live shows.
Cool.
So you can go back at any time.
Sure.
They did one on Saturday night.
Okay.
And you can go back and listen at any time. So y'all check that out if you want to hear more good pickin'.
So fun.
Yeah. They're
good,
great.
Good. Well, you have survived surgery.
Yes, I'm sitting here with my foot propped up because when it's elevated, it feels significantly better than when it's down.
Well, I'm so proud of you for getting
Thank
around
you.
The way you're getting around. And thanks for still joining me here at the table.
Hey, this has been the highlight of my week, seriously.
Well, your people, your tribe has been taking good care of you with meals. And I'm sitting here looking at some flowers.
Pretty flowers.
And just loving on you. And one of the things that has been great that I just came across through this was in setting up a meal train for
yes,
you.
Yes, and thank you. I know I told you thank you, but publicly thank you for setting that up. Because this is quite humbling when you're needing help literally to do everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we set up a meal train, like mealtrain.com is really what we used. But I found another site that is actually doing something I have thought is a need for years. Okay. So
I want to know.
I have thought for years that what if I wanted to send a meal to somebody that's out of town and I'm not wanting to send restaurant food? Like, I don't want to go off of a menu. I want
a home cook meal?
I want a substitution of a pan of lasagna because I'm not local, so I can't drop them a pan of lasagna.
Gotcha. Perfect example, too, because is that not such a great thing to take
somewhere?
Yeah.
So I need somebody local to go deliver a pan of lasagna. And so the closest I've thought before was if I could get, like, basically the local grocer in that town to assemble some things from, like, the quick,
their deli
already
or
prepared food area.
Yeah.
You know, like, put some, you know, macaroni and cheese, fried chicken, maybe all the things that are all in that deli area usually. Take that over. That's the closest I've ever thought of. But
that might exist. I've never called, like, a Publix and said, could you do a delivery of your...
Well, you could. Now you could Instacart it if there's Instacart in that area.
Okay.
But a lot of small towns don't have that yet.
You're right.
So enter takethemameal.com.
Ooh.
So this is new to me, but it's not new.
Okay.
This site actually started in 2008. This lady, Adina Bailey is her name. She started the site, and it was really in a place of need because her best friend was in need for an extended period of time. I think through an illness.
Okay.
She needed help for meals. So back then, you know, meal schedules were done by phone or email. Like somebody was coordinating. So she basically started by setting up a calendar like a mealtrain.com.
Okay.
I don't know when mealtrain.com started, but I think it's even more recent. So she was probably more of a forerunner with this.
The pioneer.
Take them a meal. Yeah. And she said she never anticipated how rapidly the site would grow. And now.
Where is she? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Okay.
But now.
Sounds like a Southerner. I'm just saying.
Oh, you know what? I think she's in Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think she's in Virginia. But she said even before COVID-19, you know, they had like 50,000 people a day that were on the site.
Wow.
Yeah. So kudos to them. Well, now people are being even more cautious. Fewer meal schedules are being created for those sorts of scenarios because people don't want as much homemade stuff coming to their door. And there's just a lot more precautionary stuff.
Now, I find this
happening.
Interesting because to me, I would be more fearful of a restaurant kitchen
than a friend.
There's less people in that kitchen.
I know. Me
anyway, too. Anyway, keep going.
Well, anyway, so taking meals to friends is still considered safe by the CDC. Yeah. So just know that. I mean, keep doing it. But she just thought, you know, this is so interesting to already have something in place. And they have food, just like I just described, that you can ship to anyone. And so you can select, you know, I want chicken, mashed potatoes, and green beans.
Okay.
For a family of four, here's the address, and they will ship it.
Wow. Okay.
So maybe this
And it's already cooked.
Yeah, I would
and
think
frozen?
I would think that it probably, yeah.
Okay.
Would have reheating instructions would be my guess. But I mean, brilliant and needed.
Yes.
And so now she's even expanded. She's got perfectpotluck.com, which basically has a good way, a sign up system for if you're coordinating
so
a potluck.
You don't have 30 potato salads.
Exactly.
And two.
Yeah. But there's recipes on Take Them a Meal, like recipes, even recipes for food that travels well, recipes for food that reheats well, gluten-free stuff. I mean,
this is important for us.
It's
to
a really,
mention.
Really
wow,
good.
I can't wait to get on there.
So, and it's a weekly blog, so there's content going up all the time. But she just seems so sweet. She said the best part of starting this site is seeing every day the amazing people that are caring for each other.
Love it.
I was like, okay. I love you.
Well, I have felt that, like, just from my people around me. I just felt so cared for. I had somebody that dropped off a salad and a puzzle. Like, how fun is that?
That's fun.
You know?
Kind of outside the box. I like that.
Just things like that that have been sweet little ways to show love.
That's good. I like seeing you getting loved on. Well, we are talking today in preparation for Memorial Day, because it's coming, and it's close.
It's close.
And whether you're having a get-together or not, we know you're itching
to
see
have
somebody.
Or, right.
So maybe you're just going to have something with your family, or maybe you and your roommate are going to do something, or maybe you're going to invite
three or four others.
One, two, three, four, under 10 people over. So we wanted to talk about porch parties.
And backyard barbecues.
Yes. So I
both out of doors, so it's a little fresher air and a little safer, I feel,
absolutely,
when you're outside than when you're all enclosed inside.
Yeah. I have this assumption, and I don't know if this is true or not, that a porch party is more happy hour.
Absolutely. I was going to say something similar.
Okay. So I would, if I were invited to a porch party and if I were hosting, I would expect less food. Small bites,
exactly.
Finger foods. I would expect some sort of cocktail or adult beverage as an option, or I would bring it, you know.
Right.
And I would expect it to be a shorter time period.
This is exactly what I wrote down. Shorter time frame, not focused on the food, just small bites.
Yes.
And I also wrote down nice for any kind of a group, like even people you don't know very well. Like if you wanted it to be your neighbors,
yes,
or it's not such a long time frame that it gets awkward.
Yeah.
It's just short.
So maybe like an hour to hour and a half is kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, cocktail party, I would say, could even be longer than that, because I kind of think of porch parties as similar to a cocktail party.
Yeah.
But I would agree. Porch party, I think, just a couple of hours.
Yeah. And to go back to referencing our Art of Gathering episode, where we learned, start your planning with, why are you gathering?
Yes.
So even this applies, right? Yep. So why are you having your porch party? And my probably number one guess would be that people are itching to have social interactions. And I assume they're going to pick some people that are like their closest first.
You're right. You're not going to have your first gathering be with people you barely know.
Exactly. So you're calling up your local people that you haven't gotten to see in a long time. Porch party.
Yeah.
But maybe you're not. Maybe you're just like, I'm going to start with just, you know, the guy across the street.
Because we've been meaning to have them over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? Anyway. So I imagine that a setup could be very simple. Obviously, you need a porch, right?
Which neither of us have. But could you call it, well, I don't know. I was thinking, could you call it a porch party? If it's not technically, like, could be a screened porch in the back, or I don't know.
Yeah, I would only...
I know, you picture rocking chairs.
You do.
I know.
Ceiling fans, all the glory that a front porch can bring if it's really, really nice. So let's just assume that you have a porch. Put the cushions on the chairs, spread them out, right? Because we're trying to socially distance now, so you do need to create some space.
Yeah.
I know that seems sort of silly, but that's where we're at today. Have some beverages on ice.
Right.
You know, have your tubs of things that you're providing, your water tub or your sodas or your beer. And, you know, like, have the things on ice.
On ice.
So that nobody is going inside.
That's right. I mean, maybe you can even avoid bathrooms if it's only an hour long or an hour and a half.
Yeah. But, light a citronella candle, put out some hand sanitizer. People are wanting that as available these days.
That's a good point.
Okay, so those are just some basics. I would give extra credit if you had bug spray available, actual spray, not just the citronella candle. I would suggest some happy flowers, like sunflowers or
even
Gerber,
if it's something
daisies.
You just got for from your yard.
Yeah.
You cut your hydrangeas or something. Peonies right now.
I know. I just cut my last two.
Put them
in a vase.
Beauty.
Let's see. What else?
Well, I was thinking, now this might sound a little complicated, and if we're only having, you know, 4 or 5 people. But I started dreaming about having a porch party because I just was getting, you know, all into the thoughts of this. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be fun to have, you know, again, Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley are on my mind. Wouldn't it be fun to have, like, somebody that picks a picker?
Oh my gosh, that's brilliant.
On the porch to play music.
Well, you wouldn't even have to have them on the porch. If you have a space limitations or you're wanting to give people space, have the pickers stand a little far off the porch.
But I thought that could be so fun to have, like, a live bluegrass picker.
That is the extra mile right there.
And another thing I thought could be really fun is, and this seems like this would be for a bigger gathering, so maybe this is later in the summer.
Yeah.
This is Labor Day instead. the Labor Day porch party. Have a storyteller.
Gosh.
Or even if you have a couple of friends that you could have be ready to tell a story. Like,
okay, so this is a great mention because this was sort of on my list in why am I having this party?
Okay.
If I were having a porch party this week, I would invite a couple of people that are close friends and I would tell them, be ready to share a story with me that you've been wanting to tell me in person. Go ahead and be thinking about something that happened over quarantine that you didn't get to text the full story.
And you wouldn't even want to have tried to text it.
Like, funny, sad, whatever.
Yeah.
Just be ready because I want to know the story.
Love that idea.
Of, you know, your quarantine days or whatever. So, I think Fun Ice is just also something.
Is that not such a great...
That just, I don't know.
It
just
and it kinda... depends on what you're serving, on like what cocktail you're making or whatever, on what kind of ice you're going to want to have.
Right.
There's so much you can do with ice.
There is. And what if you're not even doing cocktails? What if it's just, you know, lemonade and sweet tea? What if you went and got like Sonic ice?
Yes. And I have before.
Or...
by the bag.
You know, did ice cubes that had like... like you made your own ice cubes and they all had like a blueberry in them.
So
or
cute.
A raspberry frozen in. Yes. Like something that's just kind of special.
And the bigger the cube, the slower it's going to melt.
Yes.
You know, obviously the smaller the, like the Sonic ice will melt fairly quickly
yes.
in the heat.
Yes.
So there, that's even something to think about. Like if you wanted to do some kind of punch that had a big ring in it, it's going to, you know, that ice will melt a little slower. And you put a lot of berries in that frozen ring.
Yeah.
Or like you're saying, just do a few in each cube.
Yeah.
And it just looks fun.
Yeah.
And that's even fun for the kids to have, you know, things that not just for the alcoholic beverages, but for the non-alcoholic.
True.
Drinks.
Yeah.
And still have a lot of fun festivities with the ice. That's a great idea.
So I have come across a Primo margarita recipe that is on point.
Well, do tell, because I mostly think the mixes are nasty.
They are.
Like the ones that you buy that are already
That's why I
just
turned...
add tequila. I'm like, no.
Sweet and sour mixes from the store are nasty.
They are.
Across the board, they're just gross. Prove me wrong. Send me one if you've got one. But for now, I'm going to stick with Brie McCoy's homemade margarita with homemade sweet and sour mix. Now, that sounds complicated, but it if you've got the ingredients, it's...
It's not Once complicated.
The, okay. The mix that you make is a honey simple syrup, which is basically squirting some honey equal parts to water in a little saucepan. Get it hot.
Yep.
Get it all. Let it cool.
Okay. Same for if you're making any simple syrup.
Exactly.
That's the way.
Honey gets fast or stirs up real fast.
Real fast.
So it's like 60 seconds or less. You've got honey simple syrup.
Now, can you now keep that honey simple syrup in the refrigerator?
Good question, sister.
Well, I love doing things like this because then you just make that step, do it one time, and now I'm set up for several weeks.
Yes, 3 weeks. You can keep it in the fridge. So that's your sweet part.
Okay.
So you're going to use a white tequila. You're going to squeeze some fresh lime juice. You're going to add your honey simple syrup. You're going to shake it up. And then you're going to put that over ice and just top it with a little Grand Marnier, which is an orange liqueur.
Okay.
And that's your sour.
And that's the sour part. Okay.
That's it. Oh, it is so good.
That sounds good.
So serve it over the rocks.
And is fresh squeezed juice not the, just, it's the end all be all of a good cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll put a link in our show notes. She has it broken down so wonderfully. If you're making a single for two people, for three, four people, up to a batch.
Nice.
Yeah,
so
it's
good.
All there. And
oh,
all
I'm so glad you shared that because I've recently had some margarita mix and it was so nasty that I only had one. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, they're gross, but this is the remedy.
That is great.
And then do you remember that beer garita? Is that what you call it?
And I said I would have the recipe. And
I've got it.
I have it out.
No, I finally have it memorized.
It's so good. And it's easy.
It's equal parts.
Limeade.
So that's easy.
Yeah.
Frozen limeade. This is that kind that comes in a can.
Yep. From the concentrate, like in the orange juice concentrates and the frozen.
Yeah. So what I do is I start with the limeade.
Yep.
Because then that's my... measuring.
That's your measuring.
Everything's going to be whatever that can of limeade could hold. So limeade, beer, any kind of beer.
Yeah.
I like choosing a Mexican beer because it just feels like you're supposed
feels right
to.
Since
I don't
it's
know.
A margarita.
Tequila and Sprite. That's it.
Dump all that together.
Stir it
so
up.
So good.
Serve it over ice. Beer garita.
I love those.
So good. Yeah.
Again, so much better than any of the mixes.
Yeah. And then I think if you're going to have a theme, you've kind of already gone like a Mexican theme if you are serving any of those. So then maybe make some homemade guacamole.
Oh, yeah.
Or pick up some guacamole and put it in your own dish so that it looks like you made it.
Look at you.
Right. And I also saw something recently where somebody was trying to create little bites but not create full tacos. So they took a corn chip, like the scooped corn chip.
Yes, love those.
I'm like cupping my hand to show you. Put a little taco meat in it and then just drizzled a little sour cream.
How
so then you had
that?
Basically like little taco bites.
Yeah, Tostitos makes those scoop cups.
Oh, yeah. They look like a flower almost.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are great.
That would probably hold
things,
more.
But
so
that would be perfect for that.
That would be better, yeah.
How cute.
There you go.
If you had those, some of them had the meat, and then you just had a nice homemade salsa and guac.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's covered
that's
a lot of ground right there.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Love that.
Yeah. Also came across another good small bite.
Okay.
So if you wanted to go a different direction, bacon wrapped dried apricots with cranberry glaze.
That sounds good. Now, I've made bacon wrap dates.
Okay.
Before.
Okay.
So it sounds similar.
Yeah.
Because the date's a dried date.
Yes.
And then, yeah.
So this feels similar. Almost a little bit more fall, but I just feel like bacon always applies.
So
you know,
good. Yes.
So fall meaning from the apricot and the cranberry. But yeah, I just thought that sounds really good. So I can put a link in the show notes for that. That actually came from my Smoke It Like a Pro cookbook.
Oh, right.
So these are actually supposed to be cooked on like a ceramic egg.
Okay. Yeah.
But you could bake them if you don't have it. That's because it's great. Basically like from the grilling section or the oven cooked section of that cookbook. So
that is a great idea. Well, any more on porch parties or do we move to the backyard?
Well, I just think, you know, or if you want, don't do cocktails, like beer and wine is fine.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like it's really like we said about
even
the conversation.
Just beer. I mean,
yeah,
whatever you could do. Oh, sangrias are great too when you batch them. Just because I think a lot of people like that. It's not super strong.
Yeah.
So that could be a fun.
Yeah.
Ideas. Well.
Cheese straws. We've mentioned those on here before. Always. Those are great things to put out for a porch party.
You don't have
party.
To worry about the temperature. You know, with things with mayonnaise, often you think about, like, can it sit out here in the sun? And
But
cheese straws are great.
Have a good playlist. Have some music going.
I know.
Even if it's just lightly in the background, but have some music. And I would also say my final thing, have a plan for when it gets dark. Because depending on what time you've set this.
That's true.
Because you could have great daylight starting out and now you're into darkness and you didn't plan and you don't want to turn on floodlights or, you know,
all the bugs are coming if you do that.
So have a plan for when it gets dark. If you've got candles you're going to light or if you've got a string of lights that you can put up, that kind of thing. So.
Or that could even be a fun way with the sun going down to do your ending, which we also talked about.
Yes.
You know, where you're just kind of saying, okay, sun's going down. It was so good to have you all. You know what I mean? Not
Bye-bye.
In a rude way, but like, okay, that was our porch time.
So
about
true.
Time to go inside and y'all aren't coming with
That's
us.
Right. I got to use the restroom and you're not invited. So, yeah. Okay, so yeah, let's go to the backyard. What do you kind of imagine for backyard barbecues?
Well, the first thing I wrote down was a little longer time frame and more of a focus on food.
Food, and I would say even family. Like, I don't know that I see a lot of kids on a porch party as much as I see them in the backyard.
You're so right. I didn't put that together because I don't have kids, but that's absolutely true.
Yeah. So, like, you noticed.
It feels more family friendly as soon as you go to where there's a yard to run in.
Yeah, exactly. So, I didn't mention anything on the porch party about, like,
activities for kids. Yeah, because it does feel a little.
I just don't think you need to do that or be ready for that as much as a backyard barbecue.
That's true.
So definitely spread out enough room for inclusion of kids and have some stuff for them. Like have some bubbles and some water guns and maybe even a baby pool out if they need to.
I wanted to mention some different fun things to do in the yard. And then I was even thinking, I'm hearing that a lot of pools are not likely to open this summer.
It pains me.
And when it's hot, kids need water.
Yes.
Well, actually, adults
we all do.
Need water too. But I think that there might be a increase in slip and slide sales and things like that.
Yeah.
If there's
Sprinklers.
No pools open, we're going to have somewhere for them to play in water.
Yeah. I think if you are going to pick a theme and in your decor and you're going into memorial, if this is actually a Memorial Day, my recommendation would be looking at patriotism as your theme.
Love it.
And the hard part about only inviting a couple of people over is that everything is going to come in a pack of 12 or more in terms of your paper goods or, you know, all your stuff. But if you do a Memorial Day gathering, then you can use the same stuff when you also have more people over for a 4th of July gathering or
A
Labor Day gathering. So if you do go patriotism, just remember there's other patriotic holidays coming.
True.
So if you do only use 4 paper plates from the 12 pack, it's okay. You'll use them.
4th of July, you'll pull them back out and finish the pack.
Yeah. I think it would be funny to hang a sign on your front door directing people, because you really don't want people coming through the house if you're doing this, especially to avoid pandemic times of people coming in and out of your house.
Now, if you're doing very long, there's going to be need for a bathroom.
But yeah. But just, you know, something even funny, like meet you around back and I'll greet you 6 feet away or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Just to have, yeah, I just think that's
like
cute.
Point them to where to go, though, so that not everybody unnecessarily is coming
knocking
through.
On the door.
And, yeah. Right. Touching all the handles and all the things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, again, put the hand sanitizer out and have the bug spray and citronella candles and all the stuff already
just
ready.
Just already out there and ready.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, as far as when I think, first of all, we've joked about this on this podcast before. Barbecue in the South is a kind of meat.
Okay, yes. Good thing
to address. It is not a grill.
Right.
So a backyard barbecue, to me, I'm thinking we're doing some kind of brisket or pulled pork.
Yes. Something is being smoked.
If it's a backyard cookout.
Yeah.
Then it could be hamburgers, hot dogs. Mm-hmm. I've even seen people do bring what you want to grill.
Yes, bring your own meat, some people, or bring your own,
you know,
veggie,
want a veggie
burger
or whatever. You bring what you want to grill.
Yes.
And then, but you could even call it just a deck party or backyard party.
Yeah.
And have more like a taco theme.
Sure.
Because those are pretty simple to do, like build your own taco bar.
Yes.
Even you can have people bring the sides.
Participate,
and stuff. Or build your own pizza party.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to have like an oven to bake those, where everybody just kind of
that's fun.
Builds their own, what
Ooh,
they
that's
want on
really
it.
Really fun.
And bake
I
want
to do that or go to that. I want to attend that.
Especially some people actually have those wood fired ovens in their backyard.
Yeah.
You know, that would be so amazing. But anyway, there's lots of different things, but the name of the party can kind of tell you a direction.
That's true.
What food we're having.
Yeah. And yeah, like I kind of mentioned at the front end of our conversation, if you are going to have a potluck style, have a sign up so that you don't have 4 potato salads and 3 mac and cheeses.
Yeah.
And there's our party.
Whole lot of starch.
Yeah.
And that does end up happening. So
it
that's
does.
A brilliant thing to have a sign up for
it
all
does.
Of that.
And I would say expect watermelon.
Oh.
Right? Watermelon definitely needs to be included on the menu.
Anything that's outdoor eating, there needs to be a watermelon. It's just so pretty and yummy.
Yeah. Coleslaw, baked beans, potato salad, mac and cheese, deviled eggs.
We could go on and on with all the
strawberry shortcake,
pineapple
pies.
Casserole.
Yes.
Lots of yummy sides. Well, it's also a fun time to just do some of these activities in the grass, in the yard.
Yeah.
There's so many fun outdoorsy things now. I got looking at a list of them, many of which I already had jotted down even before looking.
Oh, how fun.
But, you know, cornhole is very popular.
Very popular.
There's those huge Jengas.
Oh, I've seen those human size or like,
Where they're just huge and, you know, it's
fun
for adults or kids to play. Bocce ball.
Oh, I love bocce ball.
Or croquet. Any of those kinds of little things to have you
There's even like golf ladder or
yeah. Is that like where you throw the?
It's got like
the
two
balls on a string.
Yes,
and
yes.
Yeah.
You're trying to hook them around. Yes. Like
I wrote down ladder toss. I wasn't sure what it was called, but that's what I meant. Was that thing?
Yes.
Frisbees. Have you seen? This is something I've not actually played, but it looks kind of cute and fun. You remember the four square game?
Yeah.
That you played with a ball and
yes.
literally the four
yes.
squares four people stood in. Well, there's like a volleyball version of it now where you can buy a volleyball net that's like this.
Oh, like a crossed net. Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing that with my hands as if y'all could see it. And yeah, four people stand there. And what you're, it's the same idea of keeping it out, you know, like you're sending it to a different square.
And so,
but you're not hitting it hard. You're just hitting it over the net to one of the other squares.
Okay.
I just thought that looked kind of fun to keep the ball up, and it's like four square, but it's volleyball.
And you kind of don't know which direction it's going to go.
It's going to go. Yeah.
That's fun. I like that.
I thought that was kind of a cute thing. I love horseshoes.
Oh,
I've actually thought about getting horseshoes here, but I was thinking, well, with Jacob, we probably need to wait for a while.
That's true, because those are heavy and can be dangerous.
Because they're heavy. And they, I know they make rubber versions of it.
Seriously? I didn't know
they
that.
They do. But I did like the sound. That's part of the beauty of it to me, is that clanging
true.
Sound. So,
so true.
I don't want a rubber version. I'm just going to wait till Jacob's bigger.
That's great.
To do that. But yeah, there's all kinds of things. There's yard dice where you can play any of your favorite games.
Oh my gosh, how fun.
With the huge yard dice.
Yes.
That would be fun. You know how much our mom loves Yahtzee?
That's so fun.
Like, it would be fun to actually do it with
yeah.
big yard dice.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Of course, it would take a little longer, but where are you going anyway?
True.
Right now, so.
True. Again, have a playlist, right? This one
always.
Probably needs to be longer than your porch party. And I would say even more kid friendly or family friendly. And
yeah.
mix it up.
Yeah.
Like have some tunes the kids might know, but then you can go back to some Lynyrd Skynyrd if you
That's
need to.
Right.
So yeah, make
now
a playlist.
Now is a great time to have a country rock
yes,
playlist.
That seems fitting.
Southern rock playlist.
I would say one major thing in the current season that we're in is don't forget about the graduates that have had a rough go at their senior year. So if you have a senior that's attending, definitely make a big deal
that's
about
a great
them.
Point.
Right? Maybe surprise them with a cake or some cupcakes that are graduation related.
Yeah.
Or if there's no graduate connections there, maybe there is a neighbor and these are neighbors you have over. Maybe everybody signs a card
for
right
while
graduate. Everybody's there. Like just I'm just Sweet. Saying, don't forget the graduates that have
yeah,
had
because they didn't get quite the
a lot of
hoorah that they deserve this year.
No, none of them have. So anyway, you could maybe use that time to write some well wishes down
yes.
or for somebody that maybe the whole group knows or that most of the group knows.
You know, it's still questionable for some universities if they're going to meet in person or not.
I know.
So odd.
I know.
Well, weather is always tricky in the South in the summer.
So true.
You know, you plan these great outdoor things and then it starts raining. But I still love the ideas of these outdoor projectors, like watching a movie on the side of the house
or
something like that.
Yeah.
If you don't have a great deck, but you have a driveway that, you know, you could shine up on the, like have more of a driveway party and do
That's
something
so
on
true.
The side of your house. That's,
yeah. So you'd have to make sure in time your party that there's going to be a portion where it's not. Still really bright out that it's at least dim enough to start a movie. But yeah, that's fun.
That could be a fun
theme. Love that idea.
And pick your movie based on your age group of who's coming and
or the theme.
That. Yeah.
You know, if it's a taco bar, maybe you've got Nacho Libre up there. You know, or just something silly.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That's cute. And yeah, depending on the time. I mean, you could have it going and people watch it or don't watch it. I mean, there might be a
True.
Group that's like, no, we just want to hang out and
Well, and
Talk.
I think that's very bound to happen right now when nobody's been socially
We don't
want energized.
To watch another
movie. They're like, I haven't seen this many people in 3 months, so let's just chat.
I've watched a lot of movies and I haven't seen people, so I'm not going to watch the movie.
You don't want to overly stimulate your 10 and under people by having too much going on, because let's just all
remember.
None of
us know how to socialize right now.
We've all been a bit cocooned, so let's just take it one step at a time. That's fun.
Well, I always like utilizing my fire pit as well. Mm. That's a little thing that I've like to make use of.
And s'mores are always a hit among the littles to the adults.
And if you have leftover Easter peeps, they make great s'mores.
Oh my gosh, you are full of good ideas. Yes.
Well, I'm not a marshmallow lover, but like that sugariness on there is actually really good in a s'more. So.
Wow. Never thought about that. Leftover. I'm not a peep lover, but I'm a marshmallow lover. How weird is that? So okay. I would try a peep
on a
definitely
s'more.
On a s'more. Yeah.
Just a thought.
Fun.
Well, gosh, I want a party.
I know. So
I'll just talk about party. Even though I'm on a scooter, I'm ready to party.
I'm signed up for a Memorial Day gathering, like actually on Memorial Day. I signed up for potato salad through an online sign up, like we've been talking about. Okay. Make sure you got to sign up. So I'm wanting to know, are people expecting the mayonnaise-based potato salad, the mustard-based, or a
I like
little bit
the
of
mix
both?
Of both.
So I'm probably going to do the mix of both, because I think they had 3 potato salad slots.
Okay. Was it mayonnaise, mustard?
No.
Or, oh, okay.
That would have been hilarious.
I was like, that's awesome.
That would have been a true Southerner, right? That's like really trying to cover
the bases.
No, but I think I'll probably do a mix. So we had a whole potato salad episode last summer.
Well, it's worth talking about.
So if you need tips on potato salad, I'll put a link in the show notes to go back to listen to that one too. Well, happy Memorial Day, y'all.
I know. I don't have a Memorial Day plan, but
have a bourbon slush that you're ready to make, so we could have a porch party.
That's right.
I'm just putting that out there for you.
I've had a couple people that were like, since the Derby was postponed, is the bourbon slush postponed?
Right?
And I'm like, well, yeah, with surgery, it needed to be postponed.
True.
But I'll be geared up soon.
You don't want to mix your mediums, but yeah, that's awesome.
Well, how fun. I just love y'all listening, and just so grateful that we've got our fun listeners chiming in week to week.
That's true. And a very dedicated co-host sitting here with her foot up. So we'll be right back here next time, even post-surgery.
That's right.
Y'all have a good week.
Bye.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.